Delay throws on vocal chops from scratch in Ableton Live 12. Advanced automation for drum and bass. Let's build this like a real production tool, not a random turn up the delay and hope situation. By the end, you'll have a dedicated return track that gives you clean, controllable throws that sit behind the drums, stay out of the bass, and actually feel like they're part of the groove. And then we'll automate it in a few different ways, so you can get everything from subtle end-of-phrase flicks to huge pre-drop freeze tails. First, quick mental model. A delay throw is not a vocal with delay on it. It's a moment. You keep the vocal mostly dry. Then you grab one syllable or one chop at the end of a phrase and you launch it into a delay so it fills the gap between snares. In DNB, that's gold, because space is limited and the groove is fast. Step 1. Prep the vocal chops so throws land clean. Drop your vocal into an audio track. Then slice it to a new MIDI track. In Live, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if it's fairly percussive, or warp markers if it's more phrase-based and you want control. This gives you simpler slices you can trigger like an instrument, which is perfect for tight DNB patterns. Now get the timing right. In drum and bass, the grid is your friend. Keep chops tight around 16th notes to 8th notes. If you want groove, do it subtly. Use the groove pool. Grab something like an MPC or swing 16 groove and keep the amount around 5-15%. Enough to feel human, not enough to sound late. And here's a big one. Clean the tails on the chops. Inside simpler, shorten the release a bit. Think 50 to 150 milliseconds. The whole point is that the throw provides the tail. If your raw chop already has a long tail, you'll get that messy double tail thing where the dry sample blurs into the repeats. Tight chop in front. Control delay behind. That's the vibe. Now we build the actual throw system. Instead of putting delay directly on the vocal track, we're going to use a return track. This is the pro workflow because you get one consistent delay tone for the whole song, and you can automate throw amounts per moment without duplicating devices everywhere. Create a return track. Name it a box throw. On this return, we're building a stock Ableton chain. The order matters. First device. Echo. This is your main delay engine. Turn sync on. Set the time to something DNB friendly. Start with 1/4 note if you want big obvious throws at phrase endings, or go to 1/8 dotted for that classic rolling bounce that feels fast, but still musical. 1/8 dotted is a cheat code for rollers. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. If you go too high, your mix turns into soup between snares. Keep it controlled unless you're doing a breakdown moment. Set dry slash wet to 100%. Because it's a return. The dry signal is on your vocal track, the return is only the defect. Noise at zero unless you specifically want grit. Modulation. Keep it subtle, like 2 to 8%. We want movement, not car soup. Second device. Auto filter, after echo. This is how you stop the repeats from fighting hats, air, and vocal presence. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Start cutoff somewhere between about 2.5k and 6k. Lower cutoff equals darker, more behind the mix. Resonance low to moderate, around 0.3 to 0.8. If you overdo resonance, you'll get that whistly ringing on the repeats, which can be cool, but it's a choice. Third device, compressor for ducking. This is the thing that makes throws sound like they belong in DNB, because the delay gets out of the way of the dry vocal and the snare hits. Turn on sidechain. Choose audio from as your vocal chop track, or a vocal bus if you've got one. Starting point. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 80 to 180 milliseconds, then pull the threshold until you get maybe 3 to 7 dB of gain reduction on the repeats. Teacher note, if your throws are masking the snare, sidechain from the snare instead. Even better, make a ghost trigger, a tiny click or short noise burst on every snare, muted, used only for sidechaining. That way ducking is consistent even when the vocal rhythm changes. Fourth device, saturator. Mode, soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is not just to make it dirty. It increases density so the delay reads at lower levels. That's how you get audible throws without turning them up and wrecking the mix. Fifth device, utility. This is your stereo discipline. Set width around 80 to 120%. If things get messy in a dense section, pull it down to 70 to 90. Remember, in DNB, the drums and bass are often the anchor, and overly wide effects can make the whole center feel weak. At this point, you have a proper vox throw return. Now we automate. Go to your vocal chop track and find send a going to a vox throw. Hit it to show automation lanes in arrangement view. Choose the automation target. Your vocal chop track, Sende. The classic throw move is simple. Keep the send at minus infinity most of the time, then spike it for a moment on the word you want to throw. For levels, around minus 12 dB is subtle, minus 6 is noticeable, 0 is the statement throw. In DNB, you want to earn the 0 dB moments. Save those for pre-drop impact, breakdown punctuation, or the last word of an important phrase. Now here's the detail that separates beginner automation from that sounded intentional. Don't do a perfect vertical jump unless you want clicks and harshness. Make it ramp up fast, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, and then ramp down slightly slower, like a mini envelope. That ramp down controls how many repeats catch, and time that ramp down so it's not still feeding right into the next snare transient. Another groove trick, offset the throw slightly. In fast DNB, throws often read best when they answer the vocal instead of competing with the initial transient. Try making the send spike start just a tiny bit after the chop begins, like 10 to 30 milliseconds. That keeps the consonant dry and punchy, and the delay blooms right behind it. And if you're triggering chops with MIDI and simpler, you can also shorten the MIDI note length a little, so the dry hit feels tight, and the throw creates the perceived length. Super clean. Now let's add an advanced option, pre-filtered send feeding the delay. Sometimes you don't want the full vocal going into the delay. You want only the readable mid-band, or just the crisp consonants, without low-end junk building up. Method. Duplicate the vocal chop track. On the duplicate, set it to sends only, or route its output somewhere muted. Then put EQ 8 on it. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4K. Optionally low pass around 7 to 10K. Now automate the send from this filtered feed track instead of the main vocal. Keep your sidechain compressor on the return listening to the dry vocal track, not the feed. Result is singly mix safe throws, because you're only delaying the useful part of the vocal. Next advanced move, varying delay time so it doesn't get predictable. If echo stays at one time the whole track, the ear learns it, and the magic fades. So automate echo's time for different sections. For rolling verses, 1/8 dotted. For phrase endings, 1/4. For jungle flavor, you can aim for a 3/16 kind of feel. If you want exact swing, you can even go unsynced in milliseconds, but that's a deeper rabbit hole. Important caution. Automate delay time changes when the send is low or off. If you change time while the delay is being fed loudly, echo can do that pitchy warble. Sometimes that's awesome, but usually it sounds like an accident. If you want the warble, do it intentionally for one or two repeats, then cut the send. Make it a feature. Now for the special effect technique, freeze throws. In echo, there's a freeze function. This can create an infinite tail from a single moment. Perfect pre-drop tension. Here's the workflow. Send the vocal chop into the delay like normal. Just before the word ends, automate freeze on for a moment. Then pull the send back down to minus infinity, so you're no longer feeding the delay. Now only the frozen tail remains. When you're ready to end it, turn freeze off and either mute the return or pull the return level down quickly. Use this sparingly. In DNB, a freeze tail every bar will wreck the energy. But one good freeze before a drop? That's cinematic. Now let's talk gain staging and placement. Because a throw that's too loud is not a throw, it's a second lead vocal fighting your mix. Aim for the delay tail to sit roughly 10 to 18 dB quieter than the dry vocal most of the time. If it's fighting the hats or snare, you have multiple levers. Lower feedback, lower the return fader, lower the filter cutoff so the repeats are darker, or increase ducking by lowering the compressor threshold. Also, gain staging tip on the return. Set echo output so big throws don't suddenly explode in volume. Then use send automation as your main dynamic control. And if you want the throw to feel louder without actually being louder, push the saturator drive up, while compensating the output down. More density, similar peak, classic mastering psychology, but on an effect. Let's quickly call out common mistakes so you can avoid them. Too much feedback, it turns into mush between snares. Not filtering repeats. Full range delays will fight everything. No ducking. The throw masks the dry vocal and smears drum transients. Throwing low end into delay stacks up, clouds the bass, and changing delay time while the signal is loud, unless you specifically want that pitch smear. Now, darker and heavier DNB upgrades, Live 12 style. If you want neuro-ish grit, put roar after echo. Drive low to moderate. Filter it into a band pass, roughly 500 Hz to 4K Hz. That keeps the throw aggressive and audible without adding fizzy top that fights cymbals. If your mix is chaotic, automate utility width on the return. narrow during dense fills, widen in gaps. You can even narrow throws right at the drop so the center feels strong, then widen in the pre-drop bar for lift. Another sick rhythmic option. Put a gate at the end of the return chain and sidechain that gate from a 16th note hat pattern or a dedicated trigger. Now the delay repeats stutter rhythmically without needing more feedback. It feels like the delay is dancing with the drums. And if you want that phone-like repeat that never fights the lead, add EQ8 on the return and band limit it. High pass 250 to 500 HE, low pass 3 to 6 KHZ, and maybe a narrow dip where the vocal bites, often 2 to 4 KHZ. That keeps it audible on small speakers, but not harsh. Now, quick practice routine. 15 minutes, 174 BPM. Make a simple 16-bar loop, kick and snare, rolling bass, eighth hats, and a 2-bar vocal chop motif. Build the A, vox throw return chain, echo, auto filter, sidechain compressor, saturator, utility. Then program 3 throws. Throw 1, subtle, end of bar 2, send to around minus 12 dB. Echo at 1/8 dotted. Throw 2, phrase end, end of bar 4, send around minus 6. Echo time to 1/4, lower filter cutoff slightly so it's darker. Throw 3, impact, bar 8 pre-drop, big send near 0, freeze on for 1 beat, then pull the return down to end it clean. After that, resample the return, print it to auto, then a slash B your loop with the throw chain on and off. The checklist is simple, snare stays punchy, vocal stays intelligible, and the throws sound like arrangement decisions, not accidents. Final recap to lock it in, you're building a dedicated vox throw return, echo into auto filter into sidechain compressor into saturator into utility. Return is 100% wet. You automate send mount for the throw moments. Filtering plus ducking is what makes it work in dense DNB. Very delay time per section so it stays fresh. This audio version is shortened for playback.